gosh, isn't this something? Small world. Yeah. Yeah, I know that's Wendy's. I stopped there a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Tried their sloppy, juicy burgers, and they're good. They beat Mickey D's and Burger King. They're really good. They're really good. And they're curly fries. I think they got curly fries. So was that Armin's? No, not Armin's. Other one, not Armin's. What the heck was that? Well, whatever it was. Okay, small world, isn't that something? Yeah, I wore those glasses for over those lenses. I wore the frames a couple of times. And the glasses were the same for like 22 years, 23 years, yes. They were really, really on the spot. They knew what they were doing, yes. And that's relatives of yours. Man, how about that? Small world, man. Small world. How about that? Yeah. I don't know if they're still downtown, Gary. Yeah, I did think they did move out to Merville somewhere, but I've not been, everybody's popping up all over the place, man. We got Moses Eye Care. We got Walmart does their stuff. We got this one, that one. No. You want a real optometrist, go to a real facility. And I don't know if Jackson's anything like it was back when I was there, but I'm sure it changed generations. The older ones passed away. But if they still have the quality and know professionalism, they know what they're doing, you're going to get a set of good lenses. You're going to get a good, you just got to pick out the frames. Pick out the frames. They did me justice for over 22 years. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for U.S. Steel that sent me there to get my eyes checked, I would have never known Jackson's. Now, they were always down there. Mom and me in the 60s would walk down there. Jackson's was there. Jackson's optometry was there in Gary, downtown Broadway, just south of Fifth Avenue. They were there on the west side. They were always there. I don't know when they opened up. I don't know, but they were there for decades, and they did me justice.